This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. You know, as a nation, Sweden has avoided getting involved in wars for more than 200 years. But the Swedes aren't necessarily pacifist in every conflict. They've definitely taken sides.
They've declared war? The Swedes have declared war.
They have taken sides in the conflict between Tiger Woods and his Swedish wife, Elin Nordegren. The attitude toward this conflict is a little different than it is in the U.S. To explain, we have Britta Svensson. She's a columnist in Stockholm, and she's been covering the story there. Good morning, Britta.
Good morning.
So explain to me how this story is playing out in the newspapers in Sweden.
Well, it's been a major story ever since Thanksgiving, and it hasn't been off the front page at my newspaper for this whole time. So it's a great story.
And are they taking an attitude? I mean, I said that they're taking sides. They're taking the side of the Tiger Woods' Swedish wife.
Of course. I mean, Elin Nordegren is she's well known here, and her parents are major public figures in Sweden. And we don't really think that a girl of her standing should be treated like this. So it's a lot of hoorays for Elin here.
You're sounding kind of calm about it, but actually you were quoted as saying, our Swedish hearts are overwhelmed with pride because our very own Elin didn't take any... like a tough Swedish girl shouldn't. Elin is our heroine.
Yeah, I think a lot of people see her like that. And because it's also that Swedish girls are not supposed to be gullible or fooled into a situation that they are not in control of. And I think that we think that's been happening here. And we are used to, being equal in a marriage and taking care of the kids alongside of the husband. So we think this is a very strange situation.
So explain to me what the different reaction would be if Elin showed up at an airport or walking down the street in the middle of Sweden and Tiger Woods.
With Tiger Woods, you mean?
Yeah, what would be the different reaction between the two of them?
I don't think Tiger Woods should show his face here for the next 5 or 6 years. And when he comes in about 6 years, he better just play golf and not do anything else, not talk about discipline and honesty and things like that he's done in the past. And when Elin comes, we're going to give her a big hug and just tell her that we love her and care for her and that we have a great respect for her. And that we hope that she'll be able to take care of her lovely kids, even in this terrible situation.
Is she a role model for girls in Sweden?
Not really, because the girls in Sweden, they are all set on an education and their own career. And she hasn't really followed that up. I mean, she was going to be a child psychologist, and she became a nanny. And that's just supposed to be like a transfer, short transfer period. And we don't have luxury housewives like in the United States. It's very, very rare here.
Luxury housewives.
I don't think she's a role model.
But a hero, a heroine, I should say, nonetheless. Britta Svensson is a columnist in Stockholm, Sweden, where she's talking about the country of Sweden setting aside its pacifist past to take sides.
Princess Diana of Sweden.
Absolutely. Yeah.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.